This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Another special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Mr. Kurt Rogers joins us today, and got a special guest with us. But Kurt, how are you?
I'm fine. Did you enjoy the summer we had yesterday?
Yesterday was like Seattle kind of weather. I mean, cloudy and all, and now it's like we're in November or December here.
Well, we got up to, what was it, last week, 75,
yeah,
80 degrees.
Gorgeous.
That was our summer. We're now headed back into winter.
And I tell you, driving around town, I had to leave Highlands Ranch this morning, be downtown at about 8 o'clock, and cut through a couple of neighborhoods just to get to my destination there. Several trees.
They all look like weeping willows.
Yeah, a lot of weight, wet snow.
That's our spring snows. I was out, like I told you earlier, I was out at 10 o'clock last night knocking the snow off, came out again this morning. I only have one big tree, but I had to work on it
right
a little bit.
So. But I would tell you that Kurt's got a 30-foot pole.
I'm sorry, Bob, go ahead.
Kurt has a 30-foot pole that he knocks the trees off. I use a 50-foot fire hydrant.
Yeah.
Clean them off from the top.
Well, I have a boat in my backyard, and I put it on my lift last week, and I had to go put a heat lamp in the engine block so it didn't freeze last night. And it's like, this is Colorado. This
May 21st.
Is, goodness.
That's why we love Colorado.
Totally.
And I did hear last night on one of the stations, they said there was a trace of snow, and I forgot what year they said, like in first week of June one year.
Yeah.
So you never know.
Yeah. Not here.
But beautiful place to live.
We need the moisture. It was great.
I tell you, and it is green everywhere, too.
Yes, it is.
Just real quick, we'll do our little segment here on the weather, but it very is, I mean, very green, very beautiful. All right. Our show is brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. So, Kurt, let's talk just a second before we get to Mike. We always hear about closing costs, and some years ago people say, oh, we'll pay your closing costs, all those different things. But what is closing cost? Sometimes the seller or
it can be paid for.
Things? Okay.
There's two definitions of closing costs. Let's say your payoff's $300,000 as a person refinancing your home, you're going to think anything above the $300,000 is closing costs. Technically, that's not true, but to you it is because you either have to bring the money in or have to have it financed in the loan. Closing costs in most cases would be a fee to me. That could be an origination fee or just a flat fee to me, and then some other minor fees that are included in the loan. There are two different sets of closing costs. There's escrows, which are your taxes and insurance. They're technically not classified as closing costs because in most cases, if you're refinancing, you're going to get it back. But the other closing costs are title fees. They go to third party, appraisal fees, credit report fees. These are pretty standard fees that are charged. An appraisal should run anywhere from $620 to maybe $680. That's a standard fee. I have a lender right now that on 57% of the loans I'm doing, they don't even charge an appraisal because they know the value's there. They just waive the appraisal and move on. Mm-hmm. So that saves some money. We don't charge originations on almost any of our loans. What I'm seeing is, and the reason I think that this is becoming important, you're starting to see people starting to take advantage of closing costs and charging points in addition to the rate. In most cases, because of the regulations that came out a couple years ago, I'm paid a fee, a flat percentage on the loan no matter what. So I don't need to charge anymore. So if somebody's charging more, it's normally to increase their profitability. So I'm starting to see that a whole lot. I saw a customer the other day, it had a 2 percentage points on the front end, and their rate was too high. So the customer was paying an extra, in this case, $6,000 for the loan that was just completely unnecessary. So you kind of have to pay attention. There are certain standard ones, title fees, escrows, appraisal fee. Other than that, there shouldn't be a whole lot of fees to a loan.
Gotcha.
And one good point on closing fees I think that people miss is that there are, of the two sections, there are the actual closing fees, but there's also the escrows, as you mentioned. But if you think of escrows as a savings account, it's all your money. It's 100% your money. So it's just money being put aside for your taxes and insurance later on down the road.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, Affordable Interest Mortgage, again, 720-895-0500. They are our exclusive mortgage company that we endorse. It's been with us for years. I highly, highly recommend them.
Did you say you endure?
Endure? Well, that, I endure, Kurt. I endure some of the others.
Yeah. I'm older than he is, so he endures.
Yeah. And, but seriously, they will help you with any kind of mortgage you need, whether it's refinancing, reverse mortgage, first-time home buyer, VA loan, whatever. Kurt can handle all of it for you, and a great, great company. Well, Kurt, I'll let you introduce our special
guest. What I'm not good at is what our guest is. And Mike's been on the show, I think, what's this, 8, 10 times now?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and Mike is a specialist on the other side. Him and I work together. But Mike Hills, he runs a company called Atlas Realty. And if you're ever driving down I-25 and you look across the street from Bronco Stadium, you see this old house.
Yes, sir.
That's where you are.
That's us. And if anybody has any good ideas for our sign, funny pictures,
jokes,
please send it our way. Jokes, because we would love to entertain the traffic that gets stuck on I-25 on our big digital sign. So
non-political, but yeah.
Even if they're funny and they're political, we're willing to do that. If you want to make fun of the Patriots, Tom Brady, absolutely.
Yeah, we're all over that
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
What's up with the Rockies right now?
Oh,
Rockies. Yeah. Not doing too well.
Their pitching kind of like went away.
Wow. Well, they're great. They forget who they are. It's like they go on vacation and like, we're just going to give this series away. We don't care.
All right. Mike Hills is with us, as Kurt mentioned, Atlas Real Estate. You can check out his website, realatlas.com. His number, 720-220-8500. Now, as Kurt said, Mike's been with us a number of times. We always get new listeners. And, Kurt, I'm amazed, really, it's kind of one topic we talk about with Mike, but there's a ton of different questions that go into this. And I tell you, one thing I want to talk about off top is Mike does a conversation, yes, we call it, at the end of every month. I believe it's the last Tuesday of every month.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to start off with that because, I mean, again, it is different from any kind of, quote, real estate seminar you will ever hear about or be invited to.
Yeah, and I've been to, I pretty much come to everyone ever since I've known Mike, and it's a conversation. Everybody gets to come to this house. It's right across the street from the Denver Aquarium. He has a little beer. He has a little wine. He has some snacks, has some cookies, and he sits there and he explains, and you're going to hear today how what Michael does makes it work. But at this conversation we have, he kind of walks through and he gives you examples, and he takes your questions. He doesn't try to sell you any tapes. I don't think he could write a book. If he did, it wouldn't sell. But
oh, definitely not.
No, that's not what you would do. But he doesn't sell tapes. He doesn't sell his time. He will offer it freely to show you how what he does. And he currently owns 45 homes.
Yes, sir.
45. Now, you're under 45. And
yes,
you
sir.
Own 45.
Yes.
That's a great analogy.
I mean, that's a good picture.
That's
right
a great
right
picture. I'm 65. Yeah. I don't own that many homes. Michael does, and he really shows you how to make it work and make it work effectively, whether it's in a good market or it's in a down market, because you started in a down market.
Yes, sir.
So let's start there. Explain how you got started just before the market went south.
Sure. So I actually bought my first house September 1st, 2001, which was historically an awful time to buy a house. Why? September 11th was 10 days later. I didn't know anything besides I had been out of college for 3 months. I had student loans. I didn't really have any money. I borrowed $6,800 from my mom on what's referred to as a gift letter, which means I didn't have enough money for a down payment, as Kurt, you know.
Yep.
So my mom gave me the money, gifted it to me so that I could buy this first house. The mistake that I believe that most people make is that they sell. I didn't sell. That house I bought September 1st, 2001, I still own it today. The funny thing is, 10 days later was September 11th. By 2004, I was upside down on that house. By 2006, I had made all my money back. By 2010, totally upside down on that house again. Today, I've now owned it for 17 and a half years. If I were to sell that house, I'd probably walk with somewhere in the neighborhood of $200,000. $6,800 of my mom's money into $200,000 of my own money. And the crazy part is, this is just on a normal loan that everybody in America has the right to do, because it's a federal government-backed, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac-backed loan. Everybody can do it. The rules are set up for everybody to do it. The difference is conventional wisdom is you buy a house, you live in it. When you want to buy a new one, you sell your first one and you buy a second
right.
one. And that's not what we did. What I did is I bought a house, moved, turned it into a rental. A couple years later, turned the second house into a rental, moved, bought another house, and did it a few times. I did not make this term up. Millennials did. But the term is house hacking.
Yep.
Google house hacking. It's simply buying a house as little money down as possible, best interest rate possible. Yes, you will have mortgage insurance, but this is a long-term financial plan to bring about financial freedom. And it works. Good economies, bad economies, it does not matter. It works. Go find somebody you consider old, because you guys have heard me say this before. Age is all relative.
Three of us here.
Go,
what?
Go find somebody you consider old. And, you know, if you're 20, I'm old. If 40-year-old, 60-year-old's old, 60-year-old, 80-year-old's old, and ask them a simple question. And that question is this. If you could go back and own every house you've ever owned but never have sold, would you do it? And most people would say, well, of course I would, because I'd have a few million dollars. Well, if that's the case, why don't we do that? And that's what we teach people how to do. Mm-hmm. Throw that conventional wisdom on its head and use real estate to actually build long-term wealth different than most Americans are out there doing.
And one of the things I think people might miss is when you said you bought the first home in 2001 and you made it a rental. Now, mm-hmm. you had no money.
Correct.
You bought it as a primary.
Yes.
But you rented rooms.
I rented rooms. I had two buddies.
So you did something that now all of a sudden is a craze.
Yes. Now it's...
You started it in 01.
Yeah, I did it. I mean, it was 17 years ago. And the funny part is I had two buddies move in with me. And one of those buddies went on to buy a bunch of real estate. He probably owns 23, 24, 25 units today. The other buddy still rents. And the guy that still rents drives a very nice BMW, but he still rents for me because he just... He didn't grasp the financial picture of what we were doing. So it's almost like that I think it's Robert Frost poem that the two roads diverge.
Yep.
Well, these two guys, one turned into a buyer, one is still a renter, and as you can probably imagine, their financial lives today are very, very different.
The key in this is doing the right house.
Yes.
In the right price range, right?
Yes.
Because I think that's where a lot of people have messed up in the past. You know, the house next door becomes available. They buy that house,
well, they
think they're going to rent it.
Buy a house that they like.
Yeah.
Or a neighborhood they like.
And they want to rent it. And then all of a sudden, you know, the mortgage is $2,800. Not a lot of rentals.
And the way we say that is you're buying with a different thing in mind. There's a lot of people out there that'll sell you a house as a primary residence. When I go into somebody, especially somebody that has this house hacking mentality in mind, there's two things happening. They're looking at the house, and my question to them is not, do you love this house? It's simply, can you tolerate it? Because you're only going to live there for 12 to 18 months, and then we're going to turn it into a rental, and we're going to go do it again for you. So what I'm doing when you are looking at the house to see if you like it, I'm doing a financial analysis. Is this a good rental? Will this make long-term viability for rent, for appreciation? Is it a good neighborhood? Doing all the back end financial work from a rental perspective. And then we make an educated decision. One of the mistakes that a lot of people make is they want to buy their dream house on their first or second or third home. I mean, my wife and I have been buying real estate for a long time, and it wasn't until I think 2.5 years ago, 3 years ago, that we bought a house that we would consider a dream house. You know, and here's the funny part. Today, if things went very bad and we had to move back into some of my rentals, there's maybe one of everything that I own that I would tolerate living in, because I don't want to live in my rentals. They're not my dream house, but they were a means to the end, and that end is financial freedom, and that's what we coach people on.
It's a vehicle.
Absolutely.
Sure.
And since you're on that, talk to us about how buying rentals, whether it's 3 or 4 or 10 or 12, mm-hmm. how that works towards building your retirement as a retirement mechanism.
Absolutely. And you know, I have small children, so I use it for college planning and I use it for retirement. And let me, it's easier for kids because of the time frame. So, let's say somebody has a child. Child's born. What I coach on is buy a house for that child before the child turns 3 years old. Put that on a 15-year mortgage. Even if you make $0, literally make no money on this house for 15 years, but the tenants are paying the mortgage. You're just breaking even. But you put it on a 15-year note, in 15 years, that house is paid off. And if you buy it by the time the child turns 3, 3 plus 15 is 18. What's normal college age? 18. You now have that house completely paid off, and you can sell it, you can refinance it, You can use the cash from that house to pay for that child to go to school. And literally, that child can go to school anywhere. And my wife and I, we have four kids, and I did exactly that. Bought a house before each child turned three. If somebody's listening, they're like, well, that's all great, Mike, but my kid's 12. Okay, let's buy it and put it on a 10-year note so that it's paid off by the time your child is 22. Then you sell it and pay back the student loans. There's ways to financially engineer this. The same thing goes for retirement. If you're 50 years old and you're looking at retiring at 65, great, let's buy you a house, put it on a 15-year note, exact same concept. By the time you turn 65, house is paid off. Now that's income for you in retirement. If you're 70 years old and you're like, well, I just want extra money. Well, we can, there's, the beauty is the life timetables in America today. We're all going to live to be in our 80s, 90s. I mean, we're going to live to be very, very old. So anybody that says, well, there's not enough time. If you're 85, okay, maybe there's not enough time. If you're under 70, there's plenty of time. And I would say it's riskier to do nothing than to take a shot at this, because if done right, it works.
And that's what you talk about in our conversations.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio in a special edition of Your Money Matters. If you've got any questions, we'll take your calls. 303-477-5600. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion, or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets, so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
If you missed rates being this low before, now might be your time. Lower rates may help you to qualify for your new home or lower your payments and eliminate mortgage insurance. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We've been serving Colorado since 2001, and many of our clients are taking advantage of the lower rates. Most are able to save hundreds a month, all without extending their term. What could you do with $300, $400 a month or more? Pay off debt? Do some home improvement that you've been putting off? With your equity increasing and rates lowering, now might be the last chance to save thousands in interest. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Have you applied for a loan lately? Are you being treated like you're in an assembly line? No one listening? Just talking? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, where we will listen and find the right loan for you, all without the stress. Take AIM, 720-895-0500.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest to you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireservice.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, a special edition of Your Money Matters. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers and Bob Kopp is with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage, and our special guest, Mike Hills, Atlas Real Estate, realatlas.com, 720-220-8500. And Bob, you had a question.
Yeah, I was thinking about the mix between spouses and the discussion, how that goes with an investment property and rentals, et cetera. So how would you address a conversation with a spouse if one spouse is for and one spouse is very timid?
Mm-hmm.
How do you go about a conversation like that? Because I think that's a tough one.
It's a really tough conversation, and it's a very valid question. And I get that question a lot. And usually what I say, and I've actually said it on this radio program before, is if you're gung-ho and your wife or you're gung-ho and your husband isn't, then let's sit down and talk about it. And a lot of times the concerns revolve around property management. They revolve around what if tenants destroy the house? They revolve around what happens if tenants don't pay rent? And they're all typically property management related questions. That's usually one of the big concerns people have. The other big concern people have is, can I be making more money in the stock market? So it's usually one of those two things. It's a risk tolerance question. So the first one is, we are a full service property management company. So the main thing that we do, most salespeople, when they sell anything, they sell you something, Bob, and say, all right, here you go, Bob, you bought it. Good luck. I hope you enjoy it. And then you never see that person again. When I sell somebody a piece of real estate, we actually manage it for them too. We want you to buy, but I want to manage it. Why do I want to manage it? Because I'm a good property manager. And the key to all investment real estate is property management. And if you don't have good property management, you can buy the best deal in the world and manage it like crap and you make no money. You can buy a terrible deal, which I've done, but manage it well and you will make money. And the idea is, if you have a good property manager, then you can make money. That's one of the ways we alleviate those concerns with the spouses. Second one is, for the very analytical people, they'll say, well, I can make more money in the stock market, and I can show them up and down why I destroy financial planners. It's all based on, you know, financial planners will say, well, yeah, but you have to have leverage, you have to have debt. And they say, and I just don't trust that debt. And I look at them and say, so you're telling me you trust the government and the stock market more? That doesn't make any sense to me. So we just sit down and we alleviate their concerns. And this is not like we've been doing this at Atlas for the last 18 months. I've been buying investment real estate for 17 years. Up economies, down economies, good economies, flat economies, bad economies, great economies. And we can talk through each one of those situations. And it's also, and I know I've said this here too, the other thing is, we're not just buying anything. In today's world, because the economy is high and the values of real estate is high, you got to use a sniper rifle approach. You can't buy just anything. You have to be very specific and very calculated in what you purchase. And it's all based on the numbers. Versus 2013, I was buying anything I could get my hands on. Anytime the bank would give me a loan, I was buying a house. Why? Because the market was so low, we knew everything would come back up. Denver appreciates at 4.25% every single year for the last like 40 years. So we know, now maybe next year's down, and maybe the year after that, maybe the economy doesn't start to come up back up until 2022. But if you have good management on the front end, we're not going to sell next year anyway. So who cares what the market is doing? One of the things I tell spouses is, man, once you buy a house, you're never allowed to Zillow the value ever again. Don't do it, because all you do is freak yourself out. And if you're not going to sell, what's the difference? Mm-hmm. If somebody's living in the house and paying the mortgage for you, why do you care what the value is if you're
not
going to
sell? No matter what market.
Totally.
That person still needs a place to live, right?
That's right.
You're a renter. They ain't going nowhere.
And that was the point I was going to make. One of the things you talk about is the fear. Bob, you brought that up about the fear of these things. But the other part is, when they're renting your house, explain, you kind of touched on it with stockbrokers, why it's their money, not yours.
Totally.
And well, it's your money in the stock market.
Here's the thing. When you own rental real estate, there's five ways you get paid. Two of them have to do with tax advantages that we're going to ignore. There's three primary ways that you get paid. every month, and let me just use me as an example, there's three ways that I get paid with regards to my rental properties. First and foremost, I buy deals at positive cash flow. Very simply, if my mortgage is $1,000, I need to make more money on the rent than my mortgage. If I don't, I'm not going to buy it. So that's number one. I have to make positive cash flow. Number two, every time the tenants pay me, I turn around and pay my bank. So my debt to the bank is being reduced. So the second way I get paid is debt reduction. And it's not my money.
That's right.
It's my tenants' money. They're the ones buying this house for me. Number three is I get the appreciation over time. And it may not be next year, but over time at Atlas, one of our core philosophies, when we buy real estate, we buy in 20-year markets. I want to buy real estate where I can reasonably say that 20 years from now, the market will be better than it is today. There are markets where that's not necessarily the case. I don't want to pick on any particular states, but I will. But think of Wichita, Kansas as an example. In the crash 2008-2009, they lost 30,000 jobs. They've replaced about 7,000 of those 30,000 jobs. When you have no job growth, what do you think happens to your real estate?
Doesn't move.
It doesn't move. It stays exactly the same. So I can't reasonably bet on the Wichita market because I can't say that I believe the market's going to be better 20 years from today. I just can't do that. In Colorado, I can. In Denver, I can say that. In Northern Colorado Springs, I deeply believe that because of where we live. The mild form of government, whether you're red or blue, doesn't matter. We actually have a very mild form of government. We have good schools. We have good infrastructures. We have good teams. And with the exception of yesterday, we also have great weather.
Yes.
And weather drives people here. Well, maybe if you like snow, maybe you had great weather yesterday. But those three ways are ways that I get paid. I'll give you an example. The first place I told you I bought, last segment I said I bought it September 1st, 2001. I moved tenants in there in Memorial Day weekend, 2005. They still live there today. I actually put that house on a 15-year mortgage about 7 years ago. So it was on a 30-year note. I refinanced into a 15-year note. Right. And they have made every single payment for the last 6.5, 7 years, whatever it is. I wouldn't be surprised if they live there and pay off my home for me. All their money, they're going to pay it off for me.
That's a pretty staggering thought, really. It is.
Show me a better investment. It's crazy to me.
Because with the stock market, you have to put money in and hope the market keeps going up.
Exactly.
And when it goes down, they'll tell you, hold.
Well, here's the, so let's use real world numbers. Let's say you have 100 grand in the stock market.
Yeah.
And you need to take out $10,000. So you take out 10 grand, you now have $90,000. Let's say the stock market makes 10%. Which it never does. Historically, over time, the stock market's not going to make 10%, but let's pretend it does. But you only have $90,000 in there. So when it makes $10,000, or when it makes 10%, it's only made 9 grand. Now you have $99,000 in there. So if you take another 10 grand out, now you only have $89,000. So your value in the stock market dwindles every single time you take money out. Versus real estate, for me, when my houses are paid off, I can just spend all of the rent. Because the value of my real estate continues to appreciate over time. So let's pretend my house is paid off. If my tenant gives me $1,000, I can just spend it. Because I know next month I'm going to get another $1,000. And over time, the value of that real estate is going to continue to go up. That's why I like real estate from a long perspective.
You have stocks, so do I.
Yes, sir.
But you also have rental property. I think the difference is when you're buying stock, you're putting your money in another company that you have no control over.
Correct.
And buying a house that's turning it into a rental, it ain't moving. That dirt's not going anywhere.
Nope. The word landlord comes down to us from feudal Europe, and it's been around for 1,000 years.
Yeah.
If we're not trying to reinvent the wheel, we're just doing it a little bit differently. We're shucking conventional wisdom of what Americans are, where buy a house, sell a house so you can buy a new house.
Right.
There's so many options out there. And if you really want financial freedom, selling actually is when you lose.
Now you have more than one conversation we just found out about.
Yes, sir. So
it's about your other ones.
We're doing one tonight in Colorado Springs, doing our conversation in Colorado Springs, and it's open to anybody. It's free. We literally have cocktails and talk philosophy. I will make you a promise that one of the first things I say to everybody is I have nothing to sell you. I have no book. I have no class. I don't even have a piece of real estate to sell you. It's simply our philosophy, why we invest the way we invest, why we spend our money the way we do and why we think you should too. And we want to partner up with you. And when I say partner, you own 100% of the real estate. I've just gotten kicked in the teeth a bunch. And I want to save you some of those headaches. That's really what it comes down to. And
it's, where's it going to be held tonight?
The address is 526. I'm looking it up. 526 South Tejon Street. I think in Colorado Springs they call it Tejon. they pronounce everything crazy.
Be careful. That's the number one city in the country to move to.
I know. I saw that.
Yeah. Denver's so, 10. They're one.
So it's 6:30 tonight, 526 South Tejon Street. And it's, you know, again, come down, meet us. There's no, it's not a high pressure deal at all. If it was warmer outside, I'd be wearing flip-flops.
But yes, you would.
It's freaking cold outside, so I won't
be. I can
be
promise you this isn't some 3 or 4 hour deal. I mean, unless you want it to be and hang out, but I'm just telling you, it's a fun deal, just a chance to get to meet Mike. And as he said, this is an educational seminar. Kurt, we date ourselves when we say he has no tapes. We should probably say CDs. We should probably say CDs, right? He has no CDs, no thumb drives. No, as he said, he doesn't even have a house right now to say. But this is just something where you can come. And what I appreciated about it when I went was, I mean, he really shows you in black and white numbers, stock market versus real estate, and who's come out better over those years.
There's normally 20, 30 people. And when you're sitting there, if you might not have the question, I promise you somebody else is going to ask when you go, yeah, that's a good one.
Yep.
So you'll learn a whole lot. And there's no time frame. You come back to, we have clients that keep coming back and they keep working. They wait for you to find them a house.
Yep.
They know the system.
For those listening, my pastor is actually a client of mine now. And I actually made my pastor come to one of my presentations years and years ago to just simply say, hey, I want to make sure that we are leading people the right way. It is really important because we're talking about money, and money people get funny and goofy about. And it's one of those things that I just want to make sure people know that we're doing it with the right intent in mind, and that our heart behind it is to truly solve one of America's great problems today. And one of those great problems is nobody has enough money for retirement. Baby boomers right now simply on average have $100,000 for retirement. That's not enough. Nope. And real estate can change that for you. And the rules, Kurt's loans, man, they are set up so that everybody can be a landlord.
After the break, we'll come back and show different mechanisms on how to start the process if you want.
Yep, and I have my father was a financial planner, and I'll tell a story about why I finally beat him into submission about why real estate is better using math.
It's always fun to beat Dad.
It is.
Colorado Springs tonight, 526 South Tejon, Atlas Real Estate. Again, Mike's number, if you've got questions, 720-220-8500. We'll be right back.
After an accident, think about Flesh and Beck Law. After your accident, you didn't think it was a big deal. You didn't think you were injured. You didn't think you'd ever hurt that much. You didn't think you'd have to miss work. You didn't think physical therapy would take so long. You didn't think there'd be so many hospital bills. You didn't think that the insurance company would take so long and give so little. You definitely didn't think you'd ever be in this situation. But you are. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to think about all the details you didn't know you'd have to worry about. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. After an accident, think Flesh and Beck Law. 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Call today to find out if they can help you.
Mosquito season is upon us. Don't let mosquitoes keep you from enjoying your summer activities in your yard. At Mosquito Authority, their mission is to help protect you and your family from mosquitoes and the diseases they carry. Did you know that when your dog or cat is bitten by a mosquito, heartworm is one of the most common infections to your furry friend? For new customers, take advantage of the Memorial Day offer. Two treatments for $105, which is a $150 value, running now through Saturday, May 25th. No contracts, no commitments, and best of all, no mosquitoes. Call 303-688-2847. That's 303-688-2847. Or visit mosquitoauthority.com.
The tingling and numbness in your feet started a long time ago, and it's only gotten worse. It's finally getting to the point where you can't sleep at night. It's starting to affect your balance, and although your doctor prescribed medication, you worry about the side effects. Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor with Front Range Medical Center, offers an advanced treatment for peripheral neuropathy that can greatly reduce your nerve pain.
Regain feeling and mobility without taking prescription medications. At Front Range Medical Center, Dr. Anderson and his team treat the source of the nerve pain using one of the most advanced forms of electronic medicine to help their patients experience long-term success. You know the problem won't go away on its own. Call Dr. Dean Anderson today and mention Haystack Help Radio to receive a $27 consultation, including a neuropathy-specific exam and a review of your health history. Find out whether or not you could be a candidate for this advanced treatment. Call 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694. You have nothing to lose but pain.
David R. Cishon, certified estate planner and registered financial consultant, specializes in working with people who are planning for retirement and retired clients who want to preserve and grow their assets. David is the regional vice president of Householder Group, an independent estate and retirement planning firm. He's been nominated as a five-star wealth manager, an award based on client satisfaction, and is educated on the specific issues and concerns facing seniors today. David has the experience, knowledge, and tools to help you design and implement a strategic plan to pursue your individual financial needs. Call now for your free consultation with David Cishon of Cishon Financial. 720-482-1917. That's 720-482-1917. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC, investment advice offered through Householder Group Estate and Retirement Specialist, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
And we are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, special edition of Your Money Matters. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers. Bob Kopp from Affordable Interest Mortgage is with us as well. And our special guest, Mike Hills, Atlas Real Estate. Check out his website, realatlas.com. His number, 720-220-8500. And once again, if you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. Tonight in Colorado Springs, hey, not much to do out there. A little cold. Go in and have some fun for an hour with Mike, all right? 526 South Tejon. Mike's going to be doing one of his, and like I say, for a long time I call them seminar. It's not a seminar, folks. It is a chance to really get to understand what we're talking about when we have Mike on the show. And I promise you, it will be an hour well spent, and Mike will be happy to answer all your questions.
Now, we had talked before the break about there's so many different properties to buy and different ways to buy them that most people don't understand. You kind of touched based on one, which was a gift letter, and just about a single family. Kind of give us a breakdown of the different mechanisms that you can use to start the process.
I think one of the common misconceptions is people think that in order to buy a property, and Kurt, I'm sure you've had people call and saying like, I need 25% down.
Yep.
And that is simply not the case. If you have 3.5% down, you can buy an owner-occupied house. And what we do is we help people buy owner-occupied houses if they don't have any money. And I get it. I didn't have any money when I started buying houses either. So what did I do? I said earlier, I had to borrow, my mom gifted me $6,800 because I didn't have any money.
Right.
So there's three things you need in order to buy a house. First one, you need down payment. Second one, you need good credit. And third one, you need a job. If you have two of those three, there's typically a way to figure out the third one. So if you're out there and you're like, wow, you know, I've got the job and I have the credit, but I don't have the down payment, or I don't have the job, but I have credit and I have the down payment. There's ways out there to manipulate this. Sometimes you need to use family and friends in order to get this done, but it can work. And if you have 3.5% down, you can buy a house. For those of you that have served in the military, if you are not taking advantage of your VA loan, please take advantage of your VA loan. You have earned the right to use the VA loan. And the VA loan is one of these vehicles to buy a house that might be the single coolest loan that exists.
The VA loan is one of the greatest loans out there.
That's awesome.
And the advantage that it gives when you start looking at investment property, it requires no money down. Mm-hmm. It's huge if you do it correctly, but you got to know how to do that.
Well, I'll give you a story. I have a client, and he's been a client now for about 3 years. And he called me. It was a referral from another client of mine. He and his wife called me, and they lived in Aurora, and they wanted to move into another part of Aurora or Denver because they had a daughter that was going to start kindergarten. They wanted to be in Cherry Creek schools. Well, Brian, this guy, he is a former Army, full-time Army vet, but he's still in the Army Reserves. The house that they bought in Aurora, and again, I think this fall will be 4 years that I met them, and they wanted to buy a new house. So they called me to sell their house for them so they had enough money to go buy a second house or to go buy a new house so they could put their daughter in Cherry Creek Schools. And here's the crazy part. I get paid to sell people's houses. Right. But this was not the best use of his money.
Correct.
And he said, okay, well, what do you mean? I was like, well, here's the deal. You need money in order to buy your second house, right? That's what you're telling me. You need a down payment. He said, yes. And I said, but you have a VA loan, right? Because VA loans, as we know, are 100% finance properties. So what we did is we refinanced his current house out of his VA loan into a conventional loan, and we went and bought him a new house, a second house, with his VA loan. We manage his first house for him, and he's owned that house, those two houses in Aurora now, for 4 years. How much money do you think he's made on the appreciation of his houses?
Of that first one.
Of the first one and the second one.
Yep.
He's made almost more money than he has. He works for the post office than he has being a postal worker. Because he didn't sell. Most people think that if you sell, that's when you make your money. And I think that's totally wrong. We don't sell. If we can avoid it, we just simply don't sell. There are times to sell, and we can get into specifics of that. Sometimes I do sell. I sold one of my places on April 5th, but I did that to what's referred to as 1031 exchange the money, and I'm buying a fourplex in Phoenix and a fourplex in Colorado Springs. Why? Because I took the money tax-free from the sale and buying more property. So there are times to sell, but generally, man, don't sell. Don't sell. Keep, hold. If you want to buy a new house, let us help you manipulate the loan that you have. Use the VA loan. If you don't have a VA loan, do a cash out refinance. There's so many ways to do this, but people think that they have to sell in order to buy.
Now, most people don't know, in 2018, 56% of all homes sold were sold to what's called millennials. Mm-hmm. What millennials are starting to learn, it's the thing you did in 2001. They'll buy a house and rent a room out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way with 3 or 3.5% down. They, if you explain to them how they can buy it with less money down and make it work and turn it into like a duplex, fourplex, those things.
So another example, I have a client. He and his wife are in their late 20s, and they bought a house probably been 3 months ago. They were living in the Denver Highlands. Really nice, sexy place to live. But they were paying $3,200 a month to live in this sexy apartment. So he came to my class, we talked about it, and it took him a few months, but they bought a place right at the edge where Denver turns into Lakewood. They bought a duplex. They're living in one of the sides of the duplex, renting out the other side of the duplex. Their total mortgage payment that they have to pay out of their pocket is $800. They need a place to live. They're living in half of the duplex. So they went from $3,200 a month to $800 a month. Oh, and every time they pay the bank, they buy a little bit more of their house, and their tenants are helping them do that. And they get the appreciation, and they get tax write-offs. And it is a fantastic way for them to build and grow wealth over time. You know, time has this funny way of seeming really slow when we're looking forward, but being really fast when we're looking backwards. And it's one of those things that I would make the argument that if you're not doing anything, if you're afraid, don't let fear rule your life. Make a calculated risk by buying, but buying somewhere good, and let time take care of you. And that's why we like Colorado.
Well, you have to live somewhere. You're going to either own or you're going to rent.
Right.
So if you're renting, not to be rude, but you're making a lot of people rich.
Totally.
So why don't you start keeping some of that money and do it yourself? You know, our office manager, she bought a fourplex. Mm-hmm. Scared to death.
Oh, she was terrified.
They're scared and then they're terrified, right?
Well, you couldn't talk her out of that property. Now she's saying, you know, we might need to do this again. Mm-hmm. Because she bought a fourplex down in Colorado Springs. Mm-hmm. And it's cash flowing just perfectly for her.
Yeah, we sold that to her, what, maybe 6 months ago?
Yep.
We manage it down there for her. I don't manage any of my own properties anymore. We have a fantastic property management team. And I think the big difference is our property managers are owners. We have a guy that works in the Springs with me. And I told him, I was like, hey man, if you don't buy a property in the first 12 months, you got to go find something else to do. Because the truth is, I help people buy houses, but before I do any of that, I'm an investor. This is what I do with my money. This is why you should too. I will never, ever look at a client and say, this is a good deal for you, but a bad deal for me. If it's a collective win, if it's good for you, good for me, good for the tenants, then we do the deal. And that's what we're after. We want to lead and coach the right way, where the heart is in the right spot, where it's about taking care of everybody, not just trying to sell somebody a house.
Right. 526 South Tejon tonight. And I realize it's short notice, but again, not a lot else to do out there. So
next week, though.
Get by. Yeah, get by and see Mike. This will be Atlas Real Estate, 526 South Tejon. If you've got questions about it, you can reach Mike after the show, 720-220-8500. And if tonight doesn't fit you and you live in the Springs, give Mike a call, and he'll give you some future dates or arrange a time to get with you as well. Bob, let's do a break. Keep your train of thought, and we'll come back to your question.
I'll do it.
We'll be right back.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality eye and vision care for over 50 years. Stack Optical is a family-owned business, and they're proud to be one of the few optical offices that have their own on-site eyeglass production and eyeglass repair studio. Your one-stop shop for all of your vision needs, eye exams, glasses, and contacts. And don't forget about the Stack Sports Pack. Let owner and certified optician Alan Stack customize a pair of specialized glasses that will make your next outing on the golf course or on the gun range better than ever before. Call today for your $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Or check them out at stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush. Weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Your money matters. Affordable Interest Mortgage. If you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt and his team a call, 720-895-0500. Bob Koff is also with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage, and Mike Hills, our special guest from Atlas Real Estate. Bob, question?
Yeah, I was just wondering, Mike, differentiate maybe a little bit between investing in a townhome versus a detached home versus condos, duplexes, fourplexes.
Sure.
Just generally talk about that.
Okay, so first and foremost, it sort of depends on the person that's buying. If you are buying to house hack, to live in it first, then it's really a matter of what you qualify for and where you want to live. You know, if you only qualify for $200,000 and you want to live in Denver, you're not going to be able to afford a single family home. So we can still make condos and townhouses work. Generally, from an investment thesis perspective, right now I own one townhouse and one condo. The townhouse was the first place I ever bought, and I still have it today. The condo I bought a couple years ago because it was too good of a deal to pass up. Generally speaking, I avoid townhouses, avoid condos. The main reason for that is HOA fees. Yep. Mm-hmm. HOA fees eat up your profit, you know, and you have no control over them and et cetera, et cetera.
And they will grow forever.
And they will grow forever. It's kind of like taxes. Once it goes up, it's never coming back. Number one. Number two, single family homes. If you think of like a three-tier stool, I like to have single family homes being that tier because single family homes will typically appreciate faster than multifamily. Multifamily being anything that's duplex, triplex, quadplex, and up. Typically speaking, single family homes appreciate better. So I do like having single family homes in my portfolio. I also like having multifamily homes because multifamily homes, while they appreciate slower, the cash flow is better. So I'll use an example. I'm buying a fourplex in Colorado Springs right now. It's $528,000 for four units. All units, two of the units are two bedroom, one bath, two of the units are three bedroom, one bath. And here's the big difference. The average single family home in Denver metro area right now is $441,000. If you buy a $400,000 home in Highlands Ranch or Thornton or Westminster or any regular city, you're gonna get somewhere between $1,800 and $2,500 a month in rent, depending on what you buy. That's just a very blanket average, but that's about standard. The fourplex that I'm buying, $528 in Colorado Springs, is actually on the high side. They're usually a little less than that, usually about $500, $465 to $500. The one that
that's right.
bought was $465,000. Yeah. Yep. Now those, you're getting total about $4,000 a month in rent. So the difference on a single family home, it's $440,000 for a single family home and you're only getting $2,000 in rent. Whereas a fourplex you can buy for $500,000, $525,000 and you get $4,000 in rent. But your multifamily or fourplex is not going to appreciate as fast as your single family. So I like to do both. I want to have both of them because I want the appreciation. And the one thing about appreciation, I hear people call me a lot and say, hey, you know, I want to buy this house because I think it's going to appreciate. I don't buy strictly for appreciation. I want appreciation. I really like appreciation, but I'm not buying based solely on appreciation. If you're buying just for that, all you're doing is speculating. And if you're speculating, let's just go to Vegas because all you're doing is gambling. And that is not what I'm after. I want laser focused sniper deals that have a cash flow component that I like. And that way, when the market dips and goes down, my cash flow takes care of my mortgage payments. And when the market goes up, I also get appreciation. That's kind of what we're after. You know, I know we only have a couple minutes left, but as an example, you know, if you say Colfax to most people who live in Denver, Colfax has some rough areas. You think of, you know, prostitution, you think of drugs. I mean, this is true. But what did they build at 225 in Colfax?
VA Hospital.
Exactly. VA Hospital, Anschutz Medical Center, Children's Hospital. We've been buy heavy in what's referred to as Aurora North. So the north side of Colfax. We've been buy heavy over there for, man, 4 or 5 years now because the hospitals bring about developmental change.
They have to have staff.
Yes. And it drives
the clinics values around there. Everything jumps in.
Totally. So the rents are there. But you also get the appreciation. And, you know, one of the industry lingo is urban infill. Hospital isn't technically urban infill, but man, jobs, money follow hospitals. And look what's happened to the real estate values in Aurora North within a 1-mile to 2-mile concentric circle around those hospitals. It's just been fantastic. I mean, it's been fantastic. And that's what we look for. So we're not banking on the appreciation, but we try to time and plan where we think the economy is going.
My mother-in-law's yes. house. We talked about it the other day. She was thinking she was going to get 285 to 300. Because of that, we're putting it on the market for 339.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And well, she can't believe it.
So Heather's quadplex, your office manager.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I like that quadplex, over and above everything that it's about, but what are they building half a mile away? A hospital.
Yeah.
Haven't even broken ground yet. But when they do build that hospital for her, it's going to drive her values through the roof.
The value, and she'll be able to go from $1,000 a month to $1,100 or $1,150.
Right.
times four.
Right. And the best part is, if the hospital never gets built, she's still fine. Yeah. But if the hospital does get built, it goes from like hitting a double to hitting a home run. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're after.
And her mortgage payment doesn't go up. She just gets more, everybody.
Right.
It's amazing how that works.
So call me. We'll talk.
Yeah.
720-220-8500. And Kurt, minute and a half here, but I asked you during that last break, it's never a waste of time for people just to call you to see maybe, because a lot of people listening may think, oh, man, there's no way I could qualify for a second deal. There's a lot of things in your end, programs out there for people to help them do what we're talking about. So it's worth a phone call to you to see what you may can do for them.
And don't limit yourself to what your neighbors will tell you, what your friends will tell you. There are loan programs out there if you're not W-2'd. There are loan programs if you're self-employed in bank statements. There's loan programs if you don't have enough money down to be able to make it work. And if not, I can kind of give you a roadmap, whether it's 3 or 6 months or 9 months, on how to get to where you want to go. Michael talked about 3.5% down. We now have loans that are 3% down. And you can even get some of those with no mortgage insurance. And again, whether you want a house hack, do you want to live in it? What do you want to do? What's your effect? We can show you, along with Michael, how that all works.
Great. 526 South Tejon, tonight in Colorado Springs, is one of Mike's conversations. You can check out his website, realatlas.com. And then next Tuesday after Memorial Day at your place?
Yes, sir.
All right. You can
right
check
next to
out
the
there.
Denver Aquarium.
And again, Michael's number, 720-220-8500. Kurt, thank you. Bob, thank you as well.
Always
Mike,
a pleasure.
As always, Mike. Always great to have Mike. And most of all, thank you for joining us for Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. And our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Stay warm, drive safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.
Up next, an encore broadcast of the AmeriChicks with Kim Munson on KLZ 560 AM.
John Rusher on the next Rush to Reason. John Zmirek joins us, stream.org, and then an expert on immigration, Steve Heck, will join us and talk about how Joe Biden is for the International Commission Against Impunity in Guatemala. This is a bad deal for America, and he'll explain why. We'll have traffic and weather updates and, of course, take all of your calls. That's the next Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on KLZ 560.
My show isn't just about left and right, Democrats versus Republicans, liberals fighting conservatives. The Mike Gallagher Show is about life, family, friends, how you're going to pay for your kids' college, what information you need to get that promotion, how do you help your fellow man. It's also about standing up to power, whether that's the senator who's handing out favors to big donors or the race hustlers who divide us. Follow the Mike Gallagher Show at Facebook or Twitter at Radio Talker Mike and online at MikeOnline.com. It's the Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, 8 to 11 a.m. on KLZ 560.
Are you ready to activate your marketplace potential? Come to Karis Bible College's Kingdom Business Summit June 12th through the 14th in Woodland Park. You will hear from world-class entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders such as Andrew Womack, Duck Dynasty's Willie Robertson, author Dr. Henry Cloud, Bethel Business School's Andy Mason, and Dr. Lance Wallnau. Check out our complete lineup at kbs2019.org for more information. Come to the Kingdom Business Summit at Karis Bible College. Apply kingdom principles to your business strategies here on earth.
For over 120 years, the Denver Rescue Mission has been providing services to those in need and the homeless in the metro area. It is the oldest full-service Christian charity in the Rocky Mountain region. Since its conception in 1892, it has expanded to helping the homeless and hungry to provide services for men and single mothers, offering programs such as rehabilitation for those suffering from addiction and abuse, education and career centers, family services, and life restoration. The Denver Rescue Mission is always in need of your assistance. You can help this growing organization by donating clothing, food, furniture, and more at any of the drop-off locations. For more information on their services, ways you can help, and to donate online,